Back now with Day to Day, something old is something new in the music world. Here with a review, musician and Day to Day contributor David Waz.
20 years ago this summer, Jennifer Warnes, the ballad belter best known for her Up Where We Belong duet with Joe Cocker, went in the studio in Los Angeles to cut an entire album of songs by Canadian troubadour Leonard Cohen. The unlikely collection, called Famous Blue Raincoat, sold a whopping 800,000 records in 1987 and has just been remastered and re-released by Shout Factory with four previously unreleased tracks.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better.
Cohen, variously referred to as the godfather of gloom or the grocer of despair, has always depended on the kindness of female backing vocalists to brighten up his musical palette.
Well, I'm glad to hear you talk this way.
In the early 70s, Jennifer Warnes was one of his ever-present chorus of angels. Leonard's own vocals are earthy and expressive, and emitted in a low-frequency grumble that begs for upper register decoration. My voice sounds so much better when a woman is singing with me, Cohen has said. Some dismal quality is neutralized.
And who are you? She sternly spoke.
Jennifer Warnes' take on Leonard Cohen's music is anything but dismal. In fact, it's sometimes jarring to hear his songs given the high-gloss Los Angeles production treatment. Studio veterans like guitarist Robin Ford and drummer Vinnie Colaiuta provide the backing, and the production by bassist Roscoe Beck is mindful of Joni Mitchell's days with L.A. Express.
Like a bird on a wire.
Brooding songs like Cohen's Bird on a Wire sound positively uplifting, reframed in this manner, and the recording itself has long been prized as an audiophile's dream demo disc. I had the pleasure of meeting Leonard Cohen when we were both on an episode of David Sanborn's Night Music television show in 1989. Looking like a more prosperous Ratso Rizzo with his hair slicked back and his finely tailored suit, I finally figured out what I wanted to be if I ever grew up. In the ensuing years, the ever-charming host would invite me over to his pad, ply me with tequila and cranberry juice, a drink of his own invention he called the Red Needle, and played me his new songs. He even sang a cameo vocal on one of my albums, doing his best Barry White impression on a song called Elvis's Rolls Royce.
It began to sing, it was the king, it was Elvis's Rolls Royce.
Since those days, appreciating Leonard Cohen has become a bit of a cottage industry, with artists like Elton John and Don Henley lining up to sing his poetic musings on various tribute albums. But Jennifer Warnes deserves credit for being there first, before Leonard became venerable and certifiably cool. They make a lovely musical couple.
I saw her wince, I saw her cry. I saw the glory in her eyes.
The album is Famous Blue Raincoat. Our reviewer, David Waz.
But must it come so cruel? Must it be so brave?